Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. Hey, welcome to the Seniorology Podcast. I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I am so happy you're here. If you're a high school senior photographer trying to grow your business, then this is the perfect place for you. As a senior photographer myself with a business that's been up and running for over 12 years, I can confidently say that by having the right tools, mindset, and education, you can become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Because guess what? If I can do it, so can you. And that's what I'm here to help you do. If you are a new senior photographer just starting out in your business, today's episode is meant for you. We've got a topic that's going to hit home for so many of you, the phases of growing your senior photography business. As senior photographers, we all start with a passion for capturing those special moments, those authentic smiles, the unique personalities of our clients. But turning that passion into a thriving business can be a journey full of highs, lows, and frankly, everything in between. Today, we're going to dive into the different phases of this journey and how to navigate them with grace, confidence, and a whole lot of self-love. I hope this episode is the perfect dose of encouragement and inspiration for you. So without further ado, let's get started. All right, let's start at the very beginning. We could call this phase of business the seedling phase. This is when you're just starting out, planting the seeds of your photography business. Maybe you haven't even decided to specialize in seniors yet at this point. You have that fire and passion, and you're motivated to get yourself out there and start booking clients. This is the time when you are putting together your portfolio, maybe building a simple website or creating a social media account. You're building the foundation of your business and finding out who you are as a photographer and what makes you unique. This time is so exciting and nerve-wracking and can be overwhelming and fun all at the same time. If you're in this phase right now, just know that I'm excited for you and I'm cheering you on from afar. Amidst the fun and exciting pieces that go into first starting your business, there are also some challenging things that we can face. It's easy during this time to look at your competition. Maybe they're years ahead of you and compare yourself. But remember, we all start somewhere and it's okay to be a beginner. Embrace this phase, soak up knowledge, and focus on your growth, not your competitors. When I was first starting out, I struggled with seeing what other photographers were doing in my area, what their websites looked like, how many followers they had on social media. It can be so hard not to play the comparison game. But I had to keep reminding myself that those veteran photographers were once beginners too. I've said this before and I want to say it again because I think it's so valuable and important to remember that no two people find success the same way. The journey is different for everyone. So we really can't compare ourselves to those who are farther along in their journey. What we can do is use those veteran photographers for advice, inspiration, and encouragement. It's not a competition of who can be better. It's a celebration that we are all finding our own ways and making our own journey. All right, friends, now we get to the growth spurt. As your business continues to grow and develop beyond the foundation you've laid, you might start to find yourself in a season of growth spurts. Being in a growth spurt is a fun and exciting place to be. Your skills are evolving, your portfolio is expanding, and your clients are starting to notice you. Maybe you're getting some referrals from clients, you're making more connections with local businesses and schools, and you're growing your marketing efforts. As wonderful as growth can feel, it can also be a bit overwhelming. I know when I started to see my business grow, I also started to have feelings of imposter syndrome, and that started to creep in. Just like comparison, imposter syndrome often sneaks up on us before we even realize it. Over the years, I've struggled with questioning if I was good enough to be here and if I was smart enough to manage my business and the finances and all those pieces that go into the back end of a business. I questioned if I was talented enough and if I could create an experience for my clients that they would enjoy. The list goes on, really. If you've ever struggled with feelings of imposter syndrome, just know you are not alone. And also know that it doesn't have to take control of your mind. I've found that one of the best ways to fight imposter syndrome is to celebrate your wins. I think all too often we concentrate on what we didn't get done or what we should have done instead of looking at the things we did. The wonderful little, small, or big wins that we've had along the way. You are where you are in your business because you got yourself there. You are talented enough, you are smart enough, and you are brave enough to be where you are. So celebrate it. Celebrate each and every one of your wins, no matter how big or small they might seem. Literally, if you check your 10 things off your to-do list today, that's a win and it should be celebrated because every single piece of to-dos is a small step toward a bigger goal. So celebrate it. If you got an inquiry today, celebrate it. If you got a booking, celebrate that. If you maybe cut off some time in your editing process, celebrate that. No matter what it is, you need to realize all the good things that are coming in your business and not just concentrate on the, oh, I forgot to return a phone call today, or I didn't have a chance to go and update my website today. It's okay. Concentrate more on the things you did and the wins you had than the ones you didn't. Now, if you need more help with marketing to seniors and getting booked for senior sessions, making four figures per senior session, and becoming the go-to senior photographer in your area, the Seniorology Semester is a six-month coaching program specifically designed for you. This program includes marketing to seniors and their parents, building websites that convert visitors into clients, pricing your work for profit, creating an amazing experience that seniors want to be a part of, and so much more. The Seniorology Semester is currently open for enrollment. If you're ready to take the senior side of your business to the next level, book senior clients on repeat and make four figures per session, the Seniorology Semester is for you. You can learn more about it by visiting www.seniorology.com/semester or clicking on the link in the show notes. Now, as you continue to move through your career path and your business growth, it's normal to find yourself in a steady phase. I like to think of this phase as the adolescence of your business. You are enjoying the growth you have had and you're settling into the foundation you've set for your business. This is the time when you really start to find your own unique style and voice. You might start feeling more confident and comfortable trying out new things, posting more often on social media, and your portfolio and website are probably getting updated regularly. This is the time to really nail down what makes you unique as a photographer. Your style of photography is what sets you apart, and your voice is different than any other photographer out there. And it may be different now in this phase than it was in the beginning. Nobody starts out knowing immediately what makes them unique or what their brand is or what their style is. It evolves over time, and this is when you find out truly what your style and voice are. The way you promote yourself, speak about your clients and experiences, and the way you speak to your clients is unique to you. This is a great time to really think about your values for your business and your mission and how those things translate into what you do day in and day out. Remember that as you are developing your unique brand, you don't need to be like the other photographers around you. That comparison struggle can sneak in again at this phase in your business, but now you have the tools and the confidence to remind yourself that you don't want to be like everyone else. That's not what got you here. What got you here was you being you, and what will get you to your next milestone is, again, you guessed it, you. Now let's talk about something that's inevitable for any photographer, which is weathering the storms that come your way. Every business faces challenges, whether it be slow seasons, creative ruts, or unexpected setbacks. You aren't just a business owner. You might also be a mom, a wife, a partner, a parent, a teacher, a friend, or a sister. Maybe you juggle two jobs. No one ever wears just one hat. Unexpected storms are just bound to happen and are a part of life. These moments can be discouraging, but they are where your resilience shines. When you're in a storm, remember to give yourself grace. Not everything is going to be perfect at this time, and that's okay. And also remember, everyone's been through probably a very similar situation. You can reach out to others, seek out support from community to recharge, and remember that tough times are temporary. They don't mean you need to throw in the towel. And trust me, I've been through these storms myself. So if ever you need a shoulder to cry on, trust me, I've cried over my business a ton. It's okay. You need to vent? I'm here to listen. You can send me an email or DM anytime to help you through the storms. Well, senior photographers, that wraps up today's episode on the phases of growing your photography business. Remember, it's your unique journey and there's no set timeline for success. Embrace each phase, learn from every experience, and never lose sight of why you started. After you finish this episode, I want to challenge you to set aside some time and evaluate where you are in your business right now. What stage are you currently in? Let me know. Send me an email. I want to hear from you to help you get to the next stage. Maybe you're at the beginning, laying the foundation. Maybe you are soaking up new growth, or maybe you are weathering a storm. Wherever you are, remember that you can do this. Give yourself grace, believe in your abilities and passion, and push yourself out of your comfort zone just a bit. Thank you for joining me for another episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a single episode, and please share it with your photographer friends too. Thank you so much for listening in. If you're looking to connect and market to seniors in your area more effectively, or you want advice on breaking out as an educator in the photography world, or maybe even just want to know how to get to the next stage of your business, I would love to hear from you and help you in any way I can. If you have questions, you can DM me on Instagram or email me at info@seniorology.com. And if you like this episode, please let me know. I love hearing from my listeners and would love to hear from you too. You can leave a review or email me directly and let me know what other topics you would like to hear on the podcast. And guess what? I'll be back next week with an all new episode, and I can't wait to see you right here. Thanks, guys. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology Podcast.